there was someone lurking in our apartment. Visible through the slatted blinds covering the bayfront window, the beam from the flashlight roved over the mound of boxes and bags Mac and I had abandoned in our search for sustenance. "Judas Priest," I muttered. "I thought you said this was a good neighborhood," my 16-year-old daughter hissed at me. "Well, it's not Beacon Hill," I whispered back, not taking my eyes from the bouncing beam of light. "But it was free, courtesy of Uncle Al's passing. Register your complaints with him." Mac shifted the plastic bag filled with the Thai takeout between her hands and darted a look back to our brand new pad. "We only moved in 4 hours ago. I haven't even unboxed my PC, and someone's robbing us." She thought about it for a beat and added, "And who's desperate enough to want your vintage He-Man trash can anyway?" I glowered at her. "That's a collector's item." My gaze slid back to the window. The flashlight inside had moved down the hall. "Do you have your cell?" I asked Mac. It was a rhetorical question, since my daughter was wired 24/7. When she nodded, I passed her the car keys and pointed to our ancient Jetta. The vehicle was a total eyesore. It needed a bungee cord to keep the trunk lid shut, and I'd covered the myriad dents and dings and rust with hairbands bumper stickers. I'd lovingly dubbed the vehicle Fillmore since he burned through gas and oil the way I went through a box of cookies. But he was better than not having a car. "Lock yourself in the car and call the police." Mac's big blue eyes got even bigger. She sounded more like my mother than my offspring when she mumbled,
"Mackenzie Elizabeth Taylor, what are you going to do?"
"Hit him with the He-Man trash can, maybe. With luck, it won't come to that." I dug in my purse, hunting for the container of pepper spray my mother had given me as a stocking stuffer last Christmas.
"Go on."
Mac's chin went up in classic Taylor girl, let's take it to the mat fashion.
"Come with me."
I didn't play the mom card very often. I didn't need to since I had the most mature teenage daughter on the face of the planet, which at the moment was more a curse than a blessing. Unfortunately for her, I had an additional 16 years of practice at being a stubborn pain in the ass to my credit. No way would I let some creep loot our new apartment within hours of our taking possession. My mother would never let me live it down.
"Mac, go, or I swear, I'll never let you drive Fillmore again. It'll be public transportation from now until you're old enough to pay for your own therapist."
The streetlight fell on her worried expression.
"Just don't do anything stupid, okay?"
"Go," I insisted, making no promises. Sometimes anything stupid was all a mother could manage. After Mac was as secure as possible, I depressed the latch and opened the door that led to the four apartments in Uncle Al's building. Now my building. Well, mine and my mother's. The huge turn-of-the-century villa had been renovated into four separate apartments. The residence above us was occupied by Mrs. Berkowitz, who'd introduced herself the second we'd arrived, insisting both Mac and I call her Nona. She was sweet, but wouldn't have my back if things went sideways. The other second-floor apartment was currently vacant, and I hadn't met the downstairs tenant yet. I was on my own until the police showed up. My heart pounded, and there was a distinct roaring in my ears as I moved into the foyer, pepper spray in hand. The door to the apartment stood ajar. I swallowed past the lump in my throat. Though she lacked appreciation for my classic 80s paraphernalia, Mac was right. There really wasn't much worth taking in our new place, at least not of our stuff. No family jewels or giant wads of cash lying around the Taylor abode. My mom had insisted we keep all of Uncle Al's furniture since mine was what I could afford, aka off-the-truck specials. Mac's computer equipment was all older stuff she'd refurbished herself, and most of it was bulky as all get-out. Hell, Fillmore was my most expensive item. And how sad was that? I had second and then third thoughts about going inside. What if there was a tweaker or crackhead in there? Someone crazy and desperate enough to attack me instead of just running away? What if he had a gun? Suddenly, my little vial of pepper spray didn't seem like much protection. The distinct sound of something crashing spurred me into action. We may not have had much, but I'd worked hard for all of it. I wasn't about to let some drugged-out creep crash the place on a whim. And Java help him if that had been my coffee pot.